Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
What's going on? Another day in the cult. Welcome to the Cult of Us podcast, the only podcast that tries to do some comedy, but also, I don't know, wants to kind of get you in the basement and see what you're into. Mm-hmm. Adam Nutter, it's good to see you, buddy. The old co-host.
Hey, bud. What's up? Right? Good. Feeling good? Feeling strong?
I feel good. I feel strong. I'm ready for today's match.
Yep.
Shout out to my mama.
Watch a lot of film. On? Want to film his upcoming opponent?
I feel good. Yeah. Sir, good, how do you feel about the allegations against you by multiple young women?
Hey, prove it. That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? Prove it.
Pretty good response,
pretty
right,
response.
Phil?
Thank you. No, I'm just like leaning into like the himself, almost right? Leaning into it. Like pretty good, right? You guys, that's pretty good, right?
Like you guys like right? Nailed it. Do you hear about this tech bro that's trying to live forever that takes 60 pills a day?
It's working.
And eats 70 pounds of vegetables a month.
Is it working though? Because I also want to live forever, as we know.
I know you do. Well, so, that's not a problem. All you're going to need to do is take 61 pills every day. Okay. You're going to have to eat 70 pounds of vegetables every month. You're going to wake up at 4 a.m. You're going to go to bed at 8:30. Every hour of your day will be regimented based on an algorithm built from rigorous bodily monitoring and the science of over 2,000 academic publications. He says he's never felt happier. So you got to do that, and you get to live super long.
Okay, on second thought, I could barely keep my schedule now, and I don't even do anything.
Right.
I don't know if I could do an hour to hour. Dude, that's too much work.
And no big deal. You just need to spend over $2 million a year to halt your body's aging process.
Oh, dude. Well, I mean, if I could halt my body's aging process for $2 million, I could rob some banks, dude. Let's crowdsource this. We have a podcast.
Yeah, because this makes it real.
It does. It's an article that was written down with words.
Yeah. Yahoo Finance.
Are you telling me Yahoo Finance isn't on the cutting edge and precipice of fucking the leading tech world?
Yeah, leading tech world and about living forever. Yeah. I would think that those maybe they're a little shaky on it. This isn't even in men's health. This is like legitimately insane that it's on Yahoo Finance just because it's a tech bro.
Can I be honest with you? I didn't know Yahoo was still a thing. So that got me off. That actually was more surprising than the other thing. If you were to tell me what's more real, Yahoo still being around or you could live forever by eating 70 pounds of vegetables, I'd be like, that for sure. That one. No way Yahoo's still around.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I agree. It's a team of doctors constantly studying him as he works out the finishes, the protocols or activities of his intense schedule.
Dude, I think he's doing it wrong. What the other tech guys are doing? They were just taking young person's blood and cycling it in theirs.
Sure. A dialysis is always a good way to invigorate yourselves. We both run dialysis at night from our wonderful, slaves. You know, we love it and it's very fun.
They also love it.
I mean, members of our cult, obviously. But so we like to, we just hook up. We just want to refresh. That's what we say.
Right? I want these bags gone. So give me a 22-year-old.
I just need a little blood from a 22-year-old real quick. Let me do a refill. Also, just to let you know, I did heroin and drank all day before I gave you my blood, so you know.
Yeah, to be clear, I am destroying my blood for you.
Right.
But that's not my problem. That's your problem. I'm getting your blood because you are locked in a room all day with nothing but vegetables and just red meats and like healthy drinks and stuff.
Exactly. What I mean, would you go to this extent to live forever, dude? At 60?
No, I can't. I can't really. I can't mentally. As much as I want to live forever, I'm also lazy still, right? So it's like, you know, I can't do both. Give me an easy fix for living forever. This is why I want the vampire solution. Bite me. I'll just go through the pain for like, what is it, like 24 hours, whatever it is?
Sure.
And I'm already a night person, right? Go to bed at fucking 8 p.m. every day? Dude, I'm waking up at like 8 p.m. It's crazy. That's nuts. I can't do that. Give me the bite or the young person blood, and we'll do that. I'm not going to fucking sit there and regiment my schedule hour to hour and have a bunch of people look at me and prod me, dude? No way. Too much work.
No, it's annoying. I love it. Also, like, what? I guess it's quality of years, right? Towards the end anyway.
Well, that was my next question. Is this like, do you live forever like I am now? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I start this process at 36 years old, do I stay this way looking forever?
No, dude, it's a fucking diet. It's not a. That would be amazing.
It'd be sick.
If I love that you think that because of the Yahoo Finance article about a man
the very real
trying
one,
to
the
extend
way.
His life, totally, totally real. You only need $2 million every year, and you just got to make sure you eat 61 pills a day and have a shit, basically a farm out back that,
yeah.
You know, supplies you with all the nutrients you need, all from vegetables. Like, he's still going to age. Is that stopping the aging process?
Maybe he knows something in those pills that, like, it, like, stops the aging in your skin. It just, like,
I mean,
makes it, like,
if we
a rubber.
Were all, if we were all honest with it, we all know this is a white bro. And, unfortunately, yeah, this buddy. Is the extent that white bros need to do to just get to, unfortunately, having black skin. It's because true. They do not age. And it's
crazy.
How many times has a black comic been fucking with us off stage? You're like, how old are you? Ooh,
it's sad, and they're
you
right.
You look rough, and I'm like, God damn.
I know.
Well, apparently, dude, I think this guy's figured it out. I think he's just going to age gracefully like a wonderful person that has more melanin in their skin.
I think we need the adrenochrome thing. I think the Hollywood elites are right.
I just, it's, the true bit in my head wants to go like, oh, fuck. The bit in my head wants to go like, I please know that I'm fucking joking.
Oh, it's always funny listen, when you preface it with this.
Please. No, I was like, wouldn't it be hilarious if, like, blackface extended white people's life? And then,
dude, I do it every day.
And then, like, because I just put those two together. Just like, right, white people don't age well enough. You know, melanin in their skin. Like, more people have more melanin in their skin. They seem to age. Obviously, quality of life. But then I went like, how funny would it be if they were like, hey, cut that out. Like, it's offensive. And also, you'll know our secret.
Yeah. Like, no, I think of it. This is also funny.
It's the dumbest thought
it's like, it's like, it's like, I'm about to go outside. It's you're like, all right.
Stupidest thought.
Like, every day you got to prep yourself. Like, all right, I'm going outside. I need this for my body.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry about it. And I walk outside and they're like, you didn't have to do the lips part. And I'm like, well, right. I wanted to do the whole outfit. I felt weird.
This is sunblock. This is sunblock. Oh, God, this is fucked. Know that I feel like the joke is making fun of it. Oh, man.
Yeah, don't explain it. It's not funny when you explain
it. I know.
It's awesome. I thought you were going to say R. Kelly had some ideas. That's where I thought you were going to go with
no.
it.
I do know someone who has that idea, but I'm not one of them. But seriously, like, I won't mention who it was. But
yeah, don't, because that guy's a pedophile.
It's a woman.
Doesn't so. Matter. Still a pedophile.
No. I meant that. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, if they're
someone offhandedly was like, she was just like, she was like, nah, terrible guy, don't agree with anything he said, but you know what I mean, but just murdered the pussy. Like, I was like, what did you just say? I was like, what did you just say? And I'm like, we can't keep that, like, we can't keep
it's like
that
yeah
in.
That pussy was 12.
Oh, don't say it.
Did you forget that part?
Don't
lady?
Explain it. Don't even say more. No, all right, everything's
does
fine.
She know that
we're all kidding. God, coming in hot from fucking, I don't know if this is the anger I pulled by doing two fucking dumb mics.
I also have a list of other people who had some good ideas, and here they are.
Yeah, really. No, we were obviously making fun of her when she said it. I was like, what did you just say? She was like, clearly doing it to be, make a joke, but I was just like, oh man, we gotta cut that. I think we gotta cut that out. I don't think we can leave that in. Yeah. Funny. Ridiculous. Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not going to, you know, I don't know. Nah. I think this guy, if you pulled this guy up for people, yeah, I mean, he's 45 and he looks, eh. You know what I mean? He looks fine. It's not like, he could look better, I guess. I don't know. It's not, you know.
The fact that 40 is kind of approaching me is.
He's in decent shape, but he's just also like, he's got a little bit of a jaw.
What's the guy's name?
His name is Brian.
Finance blood guy.
Brian Johnson. It's literally.
I'm not even gonna Google that.
Yeah.
It's I'm not. I can't even start to parse through the Brian Johnsons in Google. I find this guy.
Yeah, I would say probably tech CEO. I love the airline of just like I pity the previous version of me. He Mr. T'd past him.
Bro, your name's not cool enough to even be talking like that. It's Brian. That's like your parents just left the default name on the fucking birth certificate and were like, you're Brian Johnson.
I mean, dude, he makes more money than you, so he's probably better. So
that is,
I mean,
true.
Just based on American standards, obviously.
No, yeah, you're right.
He not is. The toilet company, I want to say.
Also better than me.
Yeah, I mean, his company launched in 2001. This dude's whatever. I don't know. Even is he doing well? Yeah,
nah,
he's
dude.
Doing well.
Either,
he's doing very
of course
well.
He's doing well. Fuck. He's fucking living forever, bro. What are we doing? We're dying slowly. 40's right around the corner for me. Did I just kill myself at 40?
Johnson said he used to have basically your diet. I'm reading his your diet.
Pizza
roll. Just like groceries or fast food. He made fun of groceries.
That's what you get, though. What are you supposed to eat? Just carbon from the air? Like, what the fuck is he eating? Like, pure...
He used to be ruled by desire and hunger of his mind for groceries or fast food. It wasn't a reliable form of authority. I love, dude. This is just... Listen, high thinking like that is... It's interesting, and then you start to look at the prices, and you're like, yeah, man, I'm sure that's great for you. Like, you need to make $800 million a year to even talk about the nonsense, because you have nothing else to worry about in your life, and you're literally just there as a cog to push through more corruption and more lobbying for just your nonsense that you're doing.
Can I be honest with you? I get it, though, right? Because I totally get it. Because, like, honestly, I totally get it. Because, like, I sit around bored a lot here a lot of times. I'm like, I'm going to get into some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get bored, you just fucking you start to get into some shit. And if I had $800 million, I would get into some crazy shit.
Dude, this is, like, how you go in. This is how you – I could see you, dude.
This guy's me, just with money.
He's just like, prove me wrong with data. Johnson challenged.
Let's go. Audience. You know what? This guy fucking rules. Brian Johnson, the man, dude. I'm investing in this company.
No portion of the pursuit is overkill or overstepping ethical boundaries, right?
Okay, Machiavelli.
It's all good,
got it.
Yeah. Controversially testing what happens after absorbing the plasma of his then 17-year-old son.
Okay, well.
No, go ahead. Adam, what were you going to say? You
were. Hold on. Okay, I'll work. Fine. He made him. He gets to do whatever he wants.
What? No. Yeah, you remember the joke that we did before of the 22-year-olds we were trying to get blood from?
Yeah.
He's doing it, Adam.
He's doing it. Yeah, and that's his kid. Technically, it's his property, so that kid doesn't – he wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for his dad. So, if anything, being a good dad and a good person, and that's what I say. The guy's a hero. Maybe some say hero. Brian Johnson, hero. Salute, sir.
The actor I love, but this guy I don't.
Salute out to you. I mean, this guy's just going different with this. Again, I do Animal Fight League. He wants to fucking do Adrenochrome. Okay, who's to say what's cooler? My thing's cooler. But that thing makes you live longer. So who's the smarter one?
I mean, like, again,
him.
I look at him and go, like, okay, even in his article, he's like, no, I mean, I'm right. I go, like, yeah, man. You're the one person is allowed to live. We're doing Ethereum now. Like, you're just... Or not Ethereum.
Elysium.
Elysium. Yeah, Elysium. Yeah. You're just doing Elysium now. So, yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for this. I appreciate it. Don't help anyone else. Just...
Yeah, no. But again...
So you'll be alone. You'll live alone, and hopefully you get to Black Mirror, and all the computers can do all your shit. And
I'm okay with that.
I know. You're going to be dead. You'll be long dead.
I'm okay with that. I'll Black Mirror myself for everybody else's death.
You're not in this. I love that you keep thinking...
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be this guy. And I'm trying to follow his path. So, like, if I'm just gonna do what he does, right? God. So if he's on that path, then I'm gonna go on that path. So I want to be next to him in the end. Right. So I'll be like you and me, right?
Yeah, you want to look
two
like
geniuses.
Him. You want to live as long as him. You want to fuck like him, right? Right, Adam. You know what I mean?
Does he fuck good?
I don't know. He eats 70 pounds of vegetables a week.
I bet you fuck good if he eats 70 pounds of vegetables.
Probably he's fucking, but I.
It's
tell
a lot
you
of
what,
starch.
He's probably farting for most of it.
Mm.
He's probably just fuck. I'm sure they don't smell, but I'm sure they're loud. I'm sure my baby boy is
air.
Crushing some farts during coitus.
This guy's probably just the worst to be around parties.
Well, I mean, remember, you would. He's talking past you. He's not.
Yeah. He's not even looking at you. He's talking to you like you're an otter. Like you're not even like a human being. You know what I'm saying? Like how we would try to talk. Like, hey, buddy, how are you? To an animal, you're trying to coax. That's him talking to you. Yeah.
Who's the richest person you've been in a room with?
Ooh, wow, that's a good fucking question. Probably somebody who's like not, you know, like important or any. I'm sure I don't even know there. I'm probably somebody who owns like a fucking business who's probably banking. You know,
I'm trying to think of like the most dangerous motherfucker that I was in a room. Probably an ex boss. It's like he was that number one fucker. His name Brad. Literally the joke I had, like, he was a dick. He's a fucking asshole. Just, you know, like, yeah, like, you know, it's like walking into a hippie festival and you just, it's the character from American Psycho walking into a Dead concert. Like,
yeah.
You're working at a fucking art college. Like, it's like, dude, you can't walk in here with a corporate mentality. Like, you're just yelling at people. Everyone's like, I mean, it still doesn't change the fact that we can't do what you said. Like,
yeah.
Like, we don't, I mean, we're just going to cry and be over here. We're sensible artists.
I was going to say, stop yelling at me.
You're not going to get anything done.
Yeah, no.
I remember it once in a meeting, like, him being mad that I was having a problem with the admission, like the plan that he had for marketing. I was like, well, that's technically not true. And then he started kind of yelling. And I was like, hey, you're yelling. Like, just hit him with that nice, like, hey, everything you just said doesn't really matter. Cause you're, when I just, oh, when they get you with that, cause you're yelling. Like, and he's just like, oh. I was like, that's right, dude. Bring it down, dude. I know how to play these games. I need to work in here.
Nothing
I'm going to embarrass you in front of all these women.
Makes me more angry when I'm yelling and someone goes, stop yelling. I go, oh, I'll kill you where you're standing.
I know. And all the women I knew, because I knew that that's what they were thinking about. Because they're like, we know he's yelling and we're not going to say it. And I was like, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to hit him with a good, hey, bud, you're yelling at us.
No,
so you know.
I would be like, oh, can I fire you? Like, I fire this guy?
100%. I knew what I was doing. I knew I was gaslighting him. I knew it was, I had all the power, and then it would immediately shut him down. And it felt rock hard. When he was just a chubby little necked piece of shit.
Well, of course.
He was just, ugh. All he could do was brag, name drop. Everything was, I had so much, oh, my God. It was this. I was like, oh, cool. It's probably the guy who I've, the richest guy I've been directly in the room with that I was like, oh, you also happen to be a piece of shit.
Your description of him actually, that kind of leads into my do trust me for later.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Perfect. So that's kind of funny. But I would say maybe the worst guy was this finance bro we used to play cards with. Mm. But we were like essentially children. He was like a full grown adult taking advantage of it. Like, we were like 21, he was like in his 40s. Like, playing, like, cards, like, on the weekends with, like, essentially, again, children who, you know, we're 20, 21 years old, 22 years old, who, like, really we have no money. We are broke. Right. Most, like, some of us still in college at the time, like, 20, 21 years old. Some of us had, like, I was working at Modell's, a sporting goods store. I had, like,
of course you were.
No money. So, like, all my money went to, like, booze and gambling. Kind of like now, except without the booze, just drugs and gambling. So, like, every weekend we would play cards. And my buddy Nick's neighbor, he was a finance bro, and he would just come like big dick swinging. But he was playing for boys and would just drop bands. I'm like, $20, because I work at Modell's, right? It's $20.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think you should go to another game.
Yeah, I don't think this is for you, but he liked taking our money because he would.
It's very strange. Yeah, you'd think somebody with that much. I mean, I guess he just. Oh, so you would just. Well, how did you?
He lived right next door to my friend Nick.
No, I mean, did you raise the minimum? Hey, dude, we're doing just like a buy-in.
We were doing buy-in. We were doing Texas Hold'em buy-ins. I think 50 was like the buy-in sometimes, like the most we've ever done. Maybe 100 the most we've ever done. And he's like $500,000. I'm like, what's the rebuys? I'm like, rebuys? Bro, I got to get home for gas. What do you mean rebuys? I can't. I work at Modell's.
Yeah,
like, this
we're not
is insane.
In Thailand right now. You didn't. You didn't walk down a back alley into like an old Chinese restaurant, go through the kitchen, and then step inside of a elite player's den.
Yeah, everybody's in fucking red suits, like to the nines, like this way, sir. Like, I'm like, I'm in a fucking. I'm dressed how I am now, but poor.
Tommy's like Tommy's mom's making pizza rolls upstairs, buddy boy. Like,
dude, you're not wrong. That actually, Lynn would make us food.
Like. You might be at the wrong table. Like,
The guy was cool though. He was nice, but like, it was funny. But actually, cool. Kind of a dick, taking advantage of us.
Well, that dick can invest in Drop 10 Media. Listen, guys, if you want to, if you would like to invest in Drop 10 Media Network,
dude, look like Brad Garrett.
He looked like Brad Garrett?
Looked exactly like Brad Garrett.
Really?
Dude, wow. And that's – well, I'll always remember that guy. Because I'm like, dude, you look like sort of Brad Garrett on Staten Island? Right. It's weird. He lives here. But, like, yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, almost like an identical clone of Brad Garrett. But yeah. This guy was a abusive card shark. Two children, yeah.
As tall as him or just looks
yes,
like him?
Yes, and tall. Not, I mean, I don't know how tall Brad Garrett was.
Garrett's 6'6 or 6'6.
Okay, he was tall. He was probably, like, 6'3, 6'4. So he was tall. He was a tall dude. But, like, yeah. But just, like, a spinning image of him was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And an abusive car player. Quite an abusive car player, your children.
Yeah, 40-something, trying to just get into games. Man, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
As someone who was just the casino gig, that was, it was fun. That was cool. You know, always popping down to the casino. It was a good time. Every once in a while, the Atlantic City gig.
Yeah, yeah.
AC Comedy Club. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Atlantic City Comedy Club. It was cool. Yeah, John Moses and John Moses is cool. We should get him on something. He's I just thought. He's got, like, the divorce going on or, like, separation thing with the, like, it's, and he wears it. He's, like, he's on it. It's funny. But, yeah, everything was there. It was nice. Nicer room. I haven't got to be in there. I didn't know if you've ever done that room at all.
No.
And they said, yeah, like, the Claridge is one of the fucking weird. You know what the Claridge is? No joke. I'm not kidding. It is New Jersey's The Shining Hotel. The Claridge is the
really?
Hotel that it exists in. It is spooky. It is creepy.
Is it huge? Like, is it a big place?
So it's not even big, right? But, like, okay. Well, you from the outside, you'd be like, again, with these giant casinos around it and these, you know, skyscrapers around it, you would look at the hotel right next to Bally's and you'd be like, huh, okay, it's a lot smaller. You'd be like, maybe this only has 8 floors, you know, or something.
Right.
Like, you'd be like, you know, at the most. And then you get in, and there's, like, 9 elevators, and all the rooms are kind of catty-corner, and there's that winding feeling. Like, you can kind of really easily get lost.
Is it known for being, like, a haunted spot?
Well, I mean, it's in Atlantic City, so yes.
Okay, fair. Yeah, all right, yeah.
It's Atlantic City, New
fair.
Jersey.
Okay, right? Yeah, fair.
The bodies under the boardwalk alone.
Yeah, you're
alone,
right. Fair. A lot of, a lot of those ghosts.
Or even just sad people that died under the boardwalk because they lost all their money and had nowhere. Like, the amount of tears that have been on those benches of, like, people just with their head
that's
in their hands
so
crying into. I'm pretty sure the Atlantic City boardwalk is not even coated. It is literally just tears that they've moved around that have sealed in the wood.
I actually think it's just levels of different bodies. You have, like, the mafias, then you got the people who just killed themselves for fucking – they were sad they lost money. Now this is the straight, like, loan shark deaths of the people. I bet you it's like – those cartoons when they set the scan underground and they go over all the layers of, like, dinosaur fossils. Yeah. It's, like, just that. Just Italian flags and fucking people sad with empty wallets going up. Yeah, that place is a fucking shithole. People who, like – who aren't from over here, and like, oh, I always want to go to AC. I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Like, you want to go to AC in 2000.
Sure.
You want to go to AC in 2023. It's like, especially the cops are like, don't go to the boardwalk at night. Just don't go. Like, we don't go. You shouldn't go either. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's, I'm waiting for them to separate. Also, thanks for having me. I'm waiting for them to separate out, like, the parent sector. It should kind of be, like, kids, like, at least Wildwood's, like, the Wildwood Boardwalk is this way, and then you've, like, North Wildwood and stuff.
Wildwood
I'm waiting for AC
is,
to just,
yes,
like, put a line in the middle and just move everyone to one side or something.
I don't think they care.
Yeah.
I just think they just gave up as a place. They're like, this is what it is now. Like, 2008 fucked us. This is what it is. You want the needle heroin AIDS thing? Then come to our beaches. If you don't, go to fucking Vegas. I don't know what to tell you. Like, they don't give a shit.
I had a shout out to Bob. What's up, Bob, dude? one-legged, camouflage-wearing motherfucker, like, front row thing. I was already on his side. Talked to him. He showed up early. He was alone when he showed up.
Of course. And you know his leg story isn't cool. Like, you thought, like, how Bob lose his leg? He's like, diabetes. And you're like, ah.
I think John Moses was like, yeah, I think he made, like, a joke. It was just like, you lose it in the war, or is it just going to the parking garage or whatever? Like, you know, like, Like, it's like, what's going on with this? Like, we didn't even get into it. It felt rude to ask, but I did want to float it. I wanted to see what it was, because I was hosting, so maybe more of a risk. You know, just be like, hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy to be here. Put away your cell phones, blah, blah, blah. What's up with his leg? Like, you know what I mean?
Can we talk about how I'm a believer in, like, if you have a missing appendage, whatever it be,
okay,
don't tell me the true story unless it's awesome. Unless your true story really is a crazy story. If it's like, I don't know, I just, like, again, gout or, like, whatever. That, dude, you can make up anything. Like, the world's yours, dude.
You should
don't hit me
lie.
With fucking, I had disease or I had, like, a frostbite in my hand. I'd be like, I fought 42 bald eagles with a knife. Right. Like, they were coming after me for my salmon or whatever. I was fishing. Like, make it up, dude. Fucking go nuts. Don't beat me that shit. That's boring as fuck.
Yeah, tell different people different stories.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit?
Who cares?
Day,
what are you doing?
It's all a joke. Like, it doesn't matter. I lost my leg because I was born this way. Who cares? I know someone just like, they lost their leg. They were born that way. But make up fucking stories.
Yeah. They lost it in some chick's cunt. Like,
family podcast.
You know what I'm saying? Something crazy like that.
Family podcast. Oh, my God.
David Tell's behind you.
Oh, my God. I was walking out of the Atlantic City Casino, and there was a hole in the boards I didn't see. Apparently, a woman had fallen down there, gotten stuck. No one helped her. And I stepped right on in. Unfortunately, she went in head over
heels. Grip like a vice.
And we just got, it was very awkward. I didn't have sandals on. I was, you know, of course, it's AC. Why would I have sandals on? So I stepped right in, and she was, let's say, excited at the moment. And I could not get out. They called, before you know it, EMS is there, jaws of life. She had a snapper. You know what it is?
She's still there.
Still there. Still there. Everyone's, well, they have a cone now. They put a cone out.
Respectfully.
They put a cone out. Am I getting too crude? Possibly.
No.
Anyway, it's continuing. We got to jump in. You want to jump into plugs?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do plugs and then finish up this plugos. Bitch. I don't know. Spanish for plugs. Spanish for the plugs. Duolingo, baby. Duolingo. Guys, go follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter. On Instagram, TikTok at Adam Nutter Comedy. Oh, it's not Twitter anymore. It's X. Go follow me on X. I'm not going to say that. Go follow me on Twitter. Fuck, it's gay. Go follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter. This is coming out tonight. So this Friday, Myers, two shows. I'll be there, both shows coming out to that. Helium this Saturday coming out to that. 4 p.m. show. Go listen to Porcupine, youtube.com/AdamNutter. And I fucked up. I should have looked up my other dates. Don't worry about it, Neil.
Are you trying to make it bad at this point? Does anyone know? Hi, hello. I'm comedian Neil Wood here from the Cult of Us podcast. You can check me out at iamneilwood.com. You can go there for all the dates and details for upcoming shows. You can find also the shows that we have on droptent.com as well there, just in case you need it or if you're perusing around. But I will be at Wissahickon for our other Drop Tent show. So Adam and Gary are going to be running that one. I'll be over at Wissahickon. So depending on what side of the city you're on, those are two very different places. You can come on and check out a show. Wissahickon Brewing Company, July 28th, 9 p.m. show. We got Tyler Rothrock, Jesse Dram, we got Rachel Peters, Jay Simpson, and James Moss. All fun comics. We're going to have a good last time. So get those tickets now. Tickets are only $12 online right now, so get them while you can. And you can check out all our shows over at, tonight. Let's see. Yeah, if this is going up. Tonight, you maybe check me out at The Glory. It's Jake Lipinski, comedian Jake Lipinski show. You can check me out over there at Glory Bar. Come on out tonight if you're getting this. If not, no big deal. Go to that mic the next time. It's a good time. Jake's great. Check it out. So, I'm neilwood.com for all my dates and details. And if you want to check out some of my art, James Wood Art. If you like, you need freelance, you need design, you need print media, whatever you need, I can probably do it. So send it on over, and I appreciate it. Check out some of my stuff. You can check out everything on the network. You can go over to droptent.com/events or droptent.com/store for some of our sweet merch. That's right. We weaseled our way into a merch, bitch. All right. We're bitching about our merch right now. Get the merch, people. We appreciate it. Get the colors, different stuff, different styles. We got shirts. We got sweatshirts. We got sleeveless shirts. All kinds of stuff in there.
Sleeveless summer is still happening.
Yes, of course. It's hot as shit outside, people. So get it while you can. It benefits us. We appreciate it. It goes right to us, and it keeps us going. So thank you so much. Other than that, you can go check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/cultofus. $5 is going to get you all the extra content we do. The Gauntlet. Check us out while we're watching some fucked up animal videos and basically doing would you rathers that challenge our very being. All right, you can get that in there. We got archive stuff from us on the road, different shows we've done, movie watches, all kinds of extra content in there. Don't forget, you can join the Discord once you get it, too. And when you get in the Discord, you can check out some fights we like to watch. We got MMA fights. There's a big one coming up, which I know Adam will hit.
Chandler McGregor.
Boom. So get in there. You can hang out with us, check out the fight, and shoot the shit. Of course, all the stuff we do. Yeah, movie watches, all that stuff, it's in there. And your t-shirt size as well. So, yeah, we're going to give you a t-shirt, you son of a bitch. So, get it. $5 a month, we appreciate it.
Get it, get it.
Plugs, let's finish up this pod.
Get it.
What you got coming up for your...
Something to say to something you said, and I can't remember it now.
Good. Solid. I'm glad you said that.
I know.
Keep it all in.
Fuck, I said it out loud, so I hope it'll trigger my memory later down the road. Whatever. I don't remember. No way I'm going to remember.
Well, it was, if you remember, that your Trust Me was based off of a thing that I had talked about earlier.
So, my Do Trust Me for this week is I think times were better when just stronger people prevailed. Okay. Like, you know how, like, today we have, like, nerds who run things and, like, there's, like, they made laws because they were too weak to protect themselves and their families? Like, back Viking times, right? They would just roll into town, be like, hey, what's up? This is ours now. And they'd be like, no, this is our land. They went, no, I'm just stronger than you. And they went, all right. And they took it. Like, when did that stop becoming the norm? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that should go back. Because, like, why should, to your point, you said this, because this guy has money. He's a little fat no one, right? He's a little 5 foot nothing, a little fat nobody. He has money, he gets to talk shit to you. Dude, you're 6'5 and in shape. You should be able to just take that guy and be like, "Oh, this doesn't matter," and just shake him like a pit bull shaking a little puppy, yeah. And just be like, "I own your company now. Your company's mine."
Yeah.
So, like, dude, trust me. I think society was better. We had stronger bonds, and we had more respect through that the community with that running things instead of the new nerd way.
If you agree with what Adam has said, if you trust him, go check out a show on Amazon right now. It's Amazon Prime. It's called The Consultant. It's very good. I always forget this actor's name, but the villain from Inglourious Basterds and the recent Bond villain, Christoph Waltz. Thank you. I never remember his name. I just love his characters, to be honest. I never even checked out the actor's other stuff. So, I mean, I've checked out his stuff, but I only just know his acting. I don't know. I never look up stars. I don't never give a fuck. I just go, oh, yeah, that guy. But yeah, dude, that show is exactly what you're talking about. And I think you'll love it. You'll fucking...
Oh, damn.
You're going to lose your shit. And everyone who's watching, I don't know how popular the show is. There's so much shit out there to watch.
I've never heard of it. Yeah.
But I will tell you, if you like that and you want to see it played out in a modern context...
I do.
Check out The Consultant. It's fucking... Okay. It's crazy. It's very good. 8 episodes of 30 minutes a pop. And it's very, very cool. And also, it's let me put it a little... Well, no, because I don't want to give anything. So... But it'll be funny when you get done this, and then I get to readdress. So it'll be fun when we get back and see what you think.
So I'm going to correlate this also to an incident that happened to me this week. So I was driving into the doctor's office, okay? It was in Jersey. So I had hit the highway for a brief moment of time.
Sure.
And it's a part where it's like four-lane highway. It's like the four. So I'm like in the middle one of the middle ones. And I'm going like 80. This guy from the second middle lane just kind of slowly cuts me off. Out of nowhere, and I didn't even like. I was like, "Oh, I didn't react. I didn't like yell. I was even mad. I truly didn't flip nothing. No reaction. So I just put my blinker on, just go around him because he's like going slower. I just happened to give a glance, and it's this older guy, not older, and maybe in his 50s, with a passenger, and he's just doing this to me, just flipping me off, and I still proud of me didn't. I didn't go from like 0 to 100. I was like,
yeah,
what the
right
fuck?
Now I'm confused. Yeah, I'm
yes.
Just like, huh?
Right. I was like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything. I'm like, I genuinely did nothing. Like I didn't even react to the cutoff. Right. I still was like, dude, I had a doctor's appointment to go to. I don't really have time to deal with you. But he wasn't looking at me, which was annoying as a man thing. Like, look at me. If you're going to talk shit, look at me. Look at my fucking eyes. Don't fucking just like a fucking bitch. like, eh, and he was like waving his fingers like this too. While giving it, it was so gay. I was so mad. I was like, ooh. So, but I was like, whatever. So, actually, no. At that point, I still wasn't mad. I was like, oh, I'm like, that's weird, dude. Whatever. Then he started like doing this, like the suck my dick motion, like this.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's what triggered my anger.
People at home, he's saying, yeah, it's like he's putting his head like as if.
Yeah, like you're grabbing someone's head to blow you. Yeah, yeah, that's what he was doing. That triggered me. I was like, no, I gotta kill this. I have to kill this. I just went. That's when we're 0 to 100.
He's giving you the finger, just holding it up,
laughing, laughing. Weird. He was laughing, and I again let it go. Then the suck the dick thing while laughing. That's when I was like, no, gotta kill this guy. So I rolled my window down and I just started yelling out every slur I could to this older guy to get me to fight him. Right. He still wouldn't make eye contact with me. Left. Then he starts waving me over. Like he's going to pull over off his exit. I went, no worries. Got right behind him, almost inches from his bumper. And I'm already late to my doctor's appointment. I was like, what do I do? Because I genuinely need to go to the doctor's appointment because it's for my neck and
beat
shit.
Beat his ass and bring him to the doctor so they can fix him?
Dude, that would have been awesome. That would have been such a cool moment.
Like, nah, you were acting like an asshole. But look, I'm a good dude. I'm going to pick you up, throw you in the back. You know what I mean? We'll get you there. We'll get you healed up. But also, yeah, you were being a dick. You're being a dick. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but just one throat strike. You just walk up, bang,
real quick, boom.
Just take him. Just put him in the back of your car.
You'll be fine. Put pressure on it, and it just like,
yeah.
So I was like inches from his bumper, inches from, and I was like, dude, I just want to fucking fishtail him and just fucking, and then I was like, dude, I gotta get these fucking injections in my neck. Like I have to like do this. Like So I'm like, ah! It was like, I had to pull over.
Wait.
We were on the highway, so he was just getting off his exit, like his normal exit he was getting off of. And my exit was like fucking nowhere near his exit.
Right.
And I was like, I'm already running late. I was already kind of running a little late. Because like, you have to get there early for that shit, because they want you to fill out a bunch of stuff.
Sure,
right?
No, I mean.
So like, yeah, I'm like running behind. I'm like, do I just take more time? So for this guy, by the way, to not fight, this guy's not going to find me. Like, he's not. He wasn't even making eye contact. He was being a fucking bitch is what he was doing, like, straight up. So I was like, you know, he doesn't want to really fight me. He was just being a fucking pussy. Like, he's talking shit. He's doing the typical thing I hate, you know, about men, that men do. Like, you want to start talking shit, but then not really follow through. And again, dude, forget the fact that I know how to fight. I'm still way younger than you and still in shape. Like, why would you be talking shit? Like, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? It's just a weird thing.
I don't even know what happened.
For dudes to do that.
Well, sure. I mean, the weird thing isn't. Yeah. I mean, it's weird for anybody to do.
It's weird.
It doesn't make any sense. You're just like, what the fuck is going on? And then you're like, why are you flipping me off? I probably would have. Even the blow thing wouldn't have gotten to me because I still stay in. That's the thing. I think the difference. Like, I still stay in, like, confusion for long. I'm like, huh? You know what I mean? I'm just. It's Metal Gear Solid. Huh? I'm like, I don't
you,
even
you gotta
know
get in a cardboard box when that happens and you hide yourself.
Yeah, right?
it was weird. The sucking my dick thing did that.
You
that's
just
what got
went
me.
To LA. Yeah, you
yeah
went
but
to
but
LA.
I was like, I let the first two things kind of go. I was like, I'm a man. I'm still a man. I still have chimp brain. You know, I was like, I gotta kill this guy. But all like, right. He just wouldn't. I'm like,
well,
I'll go to the doctor.
My trust me, because my trust me is trust me when I tell you that the tri-state area is driving incorrectly. You know I was going to say this. The tri-state area, hear me, you fucking ingrates. Trust me when I tell you, go look at the books and the laws. I was ranting yesterday. I'll drive up to New York. Ranting. Because I'm literally in the car witnessing you fucking idiots not know how to drive. Hey, idiot, the right lane is a riding lane. You drive the speed limit-ish in that lane. The middle lane is a truck lane. So passing, right? So you gotta fucking get in. Oh, I'm not supposed to really sit in the truck lane, but I'm allowed to pass and go around and then get back into the right lane, right? Because the exits are on the right. The exits are on the right, right? Cool. The left lane is a fucking passing lane. So you're only supposed to get around. That's it. That's the rules. When I tell you that social media, I'm serious. Trust me when I tell you that social media has now fucked everyone. Because even in that exchange you were having, like, I'm having problems where like I have both taught people that realize that they were doing the wrong thing. No joke, while driving, like, I'm flashing. I'm, like, flashing, getting attention, being like, yeah, man, like, go. Like, get out of the way. Like, what are you? And then what I'll see is, I'll see maybe someone who's a little more Adam, my co-host over there, who just goes like, oh, no, I'm going to go faster now. And I'm like, that's not what this is about, man. We know that you're eventually going to slow down. I get it. You just want to do a speed. Just do it in the right. It's not that deep. Like, it's...
That's why I go 100 in the left the whole time.
Well, right. Okay. Well, good luck, because there's people that are doing 65.
No, I know, buddy. This is my argument.
The problem. So then they're mad. Like, people just react now. They're not even... And I'm just pointing towards signs. It does work in Jersey, because there's a sign every, like, half a mile or a mile or whatever. It's not... It's like 5 miles. Every 5 miles, there's a keep right except to pass sign, and it'll just be me behind, like, getting their attention and then going like this to try to get them to look as it's coming up. And I've had people go like, oh, I'm like,
that's
the rule. But social media has made people where they get indignant. Like, they're like, who are you to tell me how to drive? And I'm like, because you're driving incorrectly. There isn't, it's not a wishy-washy, all the lanes are the same. And I'm yelling, and also remember, I'm yelling at this full volume at Albert and Tom Krolitz. just being like, trust me when I tell you, this is all social media. Now every single little car thinks that they're their precious little thing and that their feelings, well, I don't want to go faster. I'm like, good, get to the right. Well, I don't want to because it doesn't feel safe over there. The left lane makes me feel safe. I don't give a shit.
No, I agree. Preaching in the choir.
So trust me when I tell you, you're all driving incorrectly. You are. If you're driving in the middle and you don't know why, because you're supposed to be in the right. If you're driving in the left and you don't know why, because you're supposed to be in the right. Mm-hmm. That's the rules. So keep driving like an asshole. And then when more accidents, dude, and I tell you, trust me when I tell you that fucking when more accidents are happening, because all that's happening on 95 now is no one knows the rule, no one's doing what they need to. And then the real assholes, which I almost died yesterday coming back from New York, was a BMW and two other assholes who were trying to race each other. Fucking, I got him in the mirror and like I saw him coming. I you know, it was dark at this point, but I see the headlight and I see the pace. And I'm in motion to get in the middle to go towards the right after passing someone, and then just see like, yo, like that, because this fucking dude just whoo, and then I see him tail because he's got too much hammer on it. And he tails a little and then finds it and then goes. And then I'm like, wait for it. I'm telling them, I'm like, Albert, I'm like, wait for it. And I'm like, yep, here come the other two. All right, cool. Just wait and just stay in the fucking. Because now these guys are like this. There's too many people spread out. Everyone's in just lanes willy-nilly. You know what I mean? Like, I've got to get off in 9 miles, so I'm going to stay in the left. And then they're like, dude, they're ping-ponging between lanes because they want to race or whatever.
That's why I want to get that James Bond jacks contraption where you just like pit it and all the jacks fall out the back of your car, like with the spikes. That'd be sick.
Oh, it'd be so fucking be so good. Cool. I would. even if just the guns could come up, I would.
Yeah, but I would just use it like all the time just because I'm like, fuck
it,
the people. Smash
the refill on that car.
You'd cost.
Be spending buku money.
So much
just
on
like
spiky
I
ball.
Know, more, once a day, maybe twice a day if you were able to get to the mechanic to have it refilled.
But you know, I'm like supplying someone's livelihood. They're like, thank God for Adam Nutter. He buys all of our spiky ball. Spiky ball weapons.
I would even be more dangerous. I'd go like ball bearings. just let loose ball bearings. I was like, oh, I've decided when I'd have ball bearings just in the car. Don't anyone do this. I'm fucking kidding. But like, if you just really wanted to hurricane some shit.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I've decided that everyone behind me is a menace.
Yep.
Speed up. Get in the middle.
Yep. And just let it go. Just let him go. It'd be so funny.
Boom, gong, gong, gong. Be like, oh, fuck.
It would smash through windows, too. It'd be wild.
Don't anyone do that. That's not funny. Seriously, don't do that.
Yeah.
But
if
in
you
a
were
Bond
to,
movie,
it, film it, though. If you're going to do it, film it.
Film it. I mean, you're going to have to film it.
Film it.
You cannot film it if you do it.
Film it.
I mean, that's
but don't do it. But if you're going to, you know, I can't stop you.
This is kind of like the one guy, one jar. Like, it's like,
yeah,
don't
do
that.
It, but you filmed it, and we appreciate you for it.
It's on there. It's on the record, so.
We all seen it.
Guys, let's get more stuff like that on the record, you know?
Yeah, that's what
I think
we need.
That's what our
more jars
ending
and
message should be. I mean, just do, yeah, all that. Make sure we're recording it. Did you hear about the guy who was snipping off Jennies and stuff for people overseas and eating them? Did you hear about the guy?
What?
Yeah.
Snipping off peepees?
I might have buried the lead. So he, there was one Asian guy who had this done, someone in Asia who had it done, where they had it, actually, he had his genitals removed and served to a small group of people.
No.
They had, like, the lining of the testicles, and then I believe they had, yeah, cooked up very well. Cooked up like a five-star chef. The guy who I was first talking about was somebody who was just, I think he had gotten in trouble because he was eunuching people, but it was under their consent. Like, they wanted to be eunuched. And then I think the problem was that he eunuched somebody, and then, like, they wanted to eat it as well. So that was a problem. It's so tough out there, because when you want to eat your own genitals, it's like you have to find a chef who's worked with that before. You know, and it's just like, how, where you can't go to Angie's List for that.
No,
do you know what
I
mean?
You can't. Yeah, I feel like it's beyond a Michelin star issue.
Yeah, I don't know if they give out Michelin stars for that kind of stuff.
For genitalia.
Really, it's a shame. There's probably only a select few bunch of people in the world that really know how to do it. And
it's like pufferfish.
Yeah.
If you don't cut it the right way, you die of cum poisoning or something gross.
What would you get yours served up in, buddy? Would you go with something fun?
Wait, what do you mean, like a side
if
with my
you
balls?
For some reason got your, like, one, obviously I know you're not eating. Two questions. Would you ever eat someone's, like, would you eat my scrot,
hey,
dude?
No.
No?
Next question.
Even if it was cooked up fresh?
It could be cooked my favorite way ever. It could be coated in pizza rolls. I was like, air fried in pizza rolls.
Air fried up, garlic spread over top. Come
absolutely
on.
Not. Absolutely
I make one of my little sacks. I'll fold it. Nope. I'll take the sack, right? Listen to me. Take the sack.
I know you're going
to say I'm going to roast and just marinate the nut, right? Just marinate that. Just 2 days, maybe.
Okay.
Really something. Brine. That's just going to be, squishy delish, right? And then we just take the little sack. We put it around that little bad boy. You know what I mean? We get in the air fryer, right? We do that up. Get that with a little garlic. I know you like your garlic spread.
I do
a little bit of, like, oil, garlic kind of deal. Get that going. Do your dipping sauce. You want an aioli?
I don't know if balls.
You wouldn't pop that
aioli,
in there,
or I feel like balls might be more of a spice.
Like, I think so. Okay, you
like
might
some
need
sort
coated,
of like a hot sauce type.
Oh, you know what would be good is we would just buy Pelicana chicken and get that L1, that nice, that just not spicy. Maybe if you want spicy, L2, that chili sauce that they have, and that maybe just coated.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Then maybe
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, now we know how you'd like it. You know?
No,
I mean,
but
I'm
that's
not,
how
I'm
I would
not
have
into
to.
That. So it's weird that you're into it, but it's cool, man. It's cool that you're into it.
I feel like once you start eating body parts, there's just no going back. Like, that's it. You're just not a person anymore. You're just like, you're like a one to go or whatever, or a skinwalker.
Yeah, let's be thankful that the dude who's eating 70 pounds of vegetables hasn't chosen bodies. He's already getting plasma. I'm waiting for him to be like, I eat 70 pounds of
human
vegetables.
Flesh.
Yeah. Vegetables are vegetables. I'm not eating placenta at all. Not 70 pounds of placenta a month. I'm sure not eating it. Like,
Oh, man. I saw some animal eat the placenta, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I was like,
it's more jarring right when you see the birth too. You're just like, oh wow, you just did it, mama. Good. Whoa, why are you? Stop that. Stop it right now.
I'm getting like a gag. I'm getting gag reflex thinking about it. It's an animal. Yeah, getting the gag reflex thinking about it.
Oh. Do you? Because you know how it happens.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens is they can't get. It's not like a bite and they rip pieces off. They kind of like.
I know.
That
would have been the worst.
It's just like the longest. It's the longest, like, fucking little clam, like, just that little nut, that
dude, that has to be a mental block,
oyster,
right?
Just like a long oyster, just.
Right, that has to be a mental block. Like, it can't be, like, the eating gross stuff has to be, it's all mental, right? There's no way it's
from
physical.
The cat's perspective?
No, as human being, like for gross competitions, like fear factor, like drink horse cum, whatever.
Yeah.
That has to be a mental, that's not physical, right? It has to be
mental
issue.
David Blaine will. I actually do put people up to, like, to a degree, yes. Because when I saw David Blaine eat the Louisiana chili, the ghost pepper or whatever, and just eat it and take it and be like, he just has control over his mind.
I've seen people on TikTok do that, though. And it's like, I think some people just don't have the thing in their tongue.
Maybe. I mean, it might be. I think he's just gained a lot of control.
Maybe,
over
probably,
his mind,
yeah. Well,
it's
a
processing.
Wim Hof guy who does all the, you know what I'm talking about? He does like all the like the crazy like endurance.
Okay.
Like he swims under ice with no shirt on for like right. mad long. Like he's still alive. He's his name's Wim Hof. He's like a Norwegian or whatever. But okay. That guy. It's like, but people like scientists are like, how the fuck are you doing? What you do, like, you shouldn't be able to do this as a human being. You should be dead. Or, like, you should have no arms or whatever. And he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm just going to do this. And you're like, oh. So like, it has to be a mental, right? It has to be, like, a mental thing where you're like, no, I can just do this. And, like,
I think there's you know,
we're in a simulation. Proven. Right. Let's go. Proven. End of conversation.
Dude, that's just Norwegians.
Yeah.
That's not any of our faults. That's just
yeah,
Norwegians.
Maybe, yeah,
the
maybe.
Genetic,
they, yeah.
The genetic freak. Nonsense they got going on up
goes
there.
Back to my, do trust me. Viking genetics, do whatever they want.
You should be on guard. They're going to come and invade you, and then they're going to be... I love it if the like Vikings landed. Like the equivalent of a Viking ship drives up to your house, and you're just like, you open the window, you're like, fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah. I didn't know. I wasn't prepped.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, come on.
Are you guys here for the Italian side of me or the English side of me?
Code are you guys here for the comic books are 275. Fuck. Yeah, you're stronger. Shit.
Damn it. There's how many of you?
Fuck. Just jacked. You just nine the rocks get out. You know what I mean? You're like, well, I guess I'm one of your wives now or man husbands, whatever you want to call me. Like,
yeah.
Let's
either
get
way,
into
I guess
it.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
sucking dicks. And they're like, whoa, we didn't want this. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Yeah, like, not that?
No, Jesus, please, take us to dinner first. What the fuck? just like, we have respect for ourselves.
I
oh, my
the,
God.
I see the Viking ship roll around. I'm like, I got this, guys. I put my hat backwards.
Probably. Did you always not have a gag reflex? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is. Why does it seem like you've done this before?
It's like, been training for this moment.
Yeah. You really don't need to. You don't even have hair to throw back, but you're doing all the things that our women do. Okay. Wow. All right. Wow.
I have a hair tie on my wrist.
Yeah. I'm just hoping to suck him off before he takes my stuff so good that he retreats.
He's like, yeah, I'll leave it. Whatever.
He's like, ah. You guys want, let's get, I think, just come back tomorrow.
Yeah, it gives you like 24 hours to move.
Yeah. That's how I turn my own home into a brothel just by... That is, but okay. Well, we learned a little bit about the priest of the old pope side over here. The old pope will bend the knee, if you know what I mean.
Both knees.
Bend the knee before Viking gods. The president over there, buddy. I hope you hang in there. Yeah, you know, it's always good seeing you. This has been another day in the cult. Adam Nutter. Hey, buddy. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Dude. Later.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.